Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times. Come on in and join us as we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, my friends. Welcome to the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. Hope it's a great weekend for you. And we'll try to make it even more enjoyable with a nice soundtrack over the next couple of hours. And coming up today, we have Night. Yes, Night Songs, our theme. And on the countdown, we have the biggest hits from the first weekend of March in 1947. Well, that's our schedule for today, so settle in and let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we begin on the Billboard sales chart from this week, 78 years ago. And we start climbing at number 10 with Tex Beneke and the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and the anniversary song. The anniversary song, Tex Beneke and the Glenn Miller Orchestra at number 10 this weekend in 1947. That's the biggest hit for the band post-Glenn Miller and under the direction of the 33-year-old Beneke out of Fort Worth. Vocals there by Gary Stevens and the Mellow Larks, and it was on its way up to number 3. It is 1947 on today, seems like old times, when Harry Truman was in the White House. There's no vice president. Truman's finishing out the fourth term of the late Franklin Roosevelt. And the population of the USA is 144 million. And with just about all wartime government controls removed, the freer market has the economy humming right along. There's plenty of jobs to go around with unemployment just 3.5%. And the average income this year, about $3,000. Most of the military men are back and they're starting new families, so they need new homes. So there's construction everywhere, and the cost for a brand new house is averaging $6,600. And Detroit's producing more cars. The average price on a brand new automobile, $1,300. And gasoline is going for about 15 cents a gallon. Down at the grocery store this weekend, choice chuck roast is 45 cents a pound. Frying chickens, 59 cents a pound. 65 cents for a dozen eggs. 3 dozen Florida oranges are going for 69 cents. Ooh, I see the coconut layer cakes are 85 cents each. Mmm. So get one of those. Oh, we need something for breakfast, too. The man on the radio said to get this.
Nutrition authorities say breakfast should furnish from one quarter to one third of the day's total food requirements.
So eat a good breakfast.
Eat a better breakfast. Eat a cereal. Yes, you can't go wrong if you eat plenty of cereal, fruit, milk, bread, and butter. So tomorrow, enjoy a bowl full of delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice topped with milk or cream and fruit. There's no beating this eating for tasting swell. What's more, for added health benefits, crisp, tender wheat or rice shot from guns furnishes restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Yes, and talk about good. Just try them. You'll love to eat
Quaker Puffed Rice
and Quaker Puffed Wheat.
Yes, Quaker Oats for breakfast, so we don't end up like the subject of song number 9 this weekend. Here's Hoagy Carmichael.
I got a gal who's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabelle McKee, and she tips the scales at 303 OG. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug away some chalk a mark to see where you began. One day I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a chalkin' and a huggin' away, when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, a-comin' around the other way, over the mountain, a-comin' around the other way. Nobody ever said I'm weak. My bones don't ache, my joints don't creak. But I grow pale and I get limp every time I see my baby blimp. Oh, gee. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her,
you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a bit and chalk a mark to see where you began.
One day I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a beggin' her to be my bride.
When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand,
a-comin' around the other side.
Over the mountain,
a-comin' around the other side. She's a mile wide,
chalkin' up the mark down in Yellowstone Park.
When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, a-comin' around the other side.
Over the mountain, over the great divide.
Ah, the tale of Rosabelle McGee, huggin' and chalkin'. That's Hoagy Carmichael with the Chickadees and the Vic Schoen Orchestra. Song number 9 this week, 1947. Of course, everyone knows the 47-year-old Bloomington, Indiana native is a great songwriter. Many artists down through the years had recorded his songs and had big hits. Well, Hoagy was finally able to make a number one record for himself. The novelty tune Huggin' and Chalkin' made it to number one for 2 weeks on the jukebox chart here in 1947. Well, let's give you a bonus tune from this weekend, just outside the top 10. It's Margaret Whiting. She covers an old Ruth Etting title.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. It's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming the lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming. love you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty.
Margaret Whiting, just outside the top 10 this weekend in 1947, backed by the Jerry Gray Orchestra, and Guilty. It would reach number 4, making it the biggest hit of her young solo career. Also today, our theme, Night Songs. Night will be in the title of all of our selections. And night alone. Tonight doesn't count. Midnight doesn't count. Artie Shaw's Nightmare, not allowed. And we'll start off with a few that come immediately to mind, such as Cole Porter's Night and Day, done here by Ella Fitzgerald.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you. You, you, night and day. You are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. Of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning
inside of me. And each time it won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you.
Ella Fitzgerald and the Buddy Bregman Orchestra from 1956 and Night and Day. As we have night songs in our focus on today's Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 78 years to the first weekend of March in 1947. And as we count down the top records from that weekend, we're up to number 8 with Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians.
Managua, Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win, but her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a señorita for a little embrace. She answers you caramba, scramba, bomberito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that's no.
I have been to many tropic ports. I might include even Brooklyn. If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look-in.
Managua, Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole, ole, ole. Across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole. A beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win, but her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a señorita for a little embrace. She answers you caramba, scramba, bomberito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that's no.
Every day is made for playing fun, 'cause every day is fiesta, and they work from 12 o'clock to 1, minus an hour for siesta.
Managua, Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole, ole, ole. Across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole.
The first of two versions of Managua, Nicaragua in the top 10 this weekend. There at number 8, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, featuring Don Rodney and the Lombardo Trio on the vocals. Now, that was number 8 on the sales chart this week, but number 3 on the jukebox survey, it would reach number 1 there and be the group's 25th American chart topper of all time. And we'll hear the band a little bit later on, but right now, let's take a look at what's happening on Broadway this weekend in 1947. Some long-running shows up on the stage include Harvey, nearing 1,000 performances, and Life with Father, almost up to 3,000. Folks are going to see Voice of the Turtle and State of the Union, The Iceman Cometh, Happy Birthday, Another Part of the Forest, and The Fatal Weakness. New shows include José Ferrer starring in Cyrano de Bergerac, and All My Sons has Ed Begley, Arthur Kennedy, Beth Miller, and Carl Malden. There's comedy with Born Yesterday, starring Paul Douglas, Judy Holliday, and Gary Merrill, and John Loves Mary, William Prince, and Nina Foch. The musicals include Oklahoma, now 1,600 performances, and Carousel's coming up on 800 shows. Still going strong, Annie Get Your Gun and Call Me Mister. And new ones include Sweethearts with Bobby Clark and Marjorie Gateson. Street Scene has Ann Jeffries. And there's Finian's Rainbow, starring Donald Richards and Ella Logan.
Mr. Mahoney, the moon has disappeared.
That's the Valley legend, Sharon. They who meet on an April night are forever lost in love. If there's moonlight all about and there's no moon above.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes.
Mr. Mahoney, it takes two to make a valley legend.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. And your glance make this romance too hard to handle. Stars in the night blaze in the light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I am free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
Old Devil Moon, that's Donald Richards and Ella Logan, stars of Finian's Rainbow, a musical with songs by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane, playing on Broadway this weekend in 1947. Also today, our theme is night songs. Here's Peggy Lee with the Benny Goodman Sextet and Blues in the Night.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama done told me a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who leave you to sing the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a calling, whee,
Recorded on Christmas Eve, 1941, Peggy Lee with the Benny Goodman Sextet and Blues in the Night. Players on that session, Benny, of course, on clarinet, trombonist Cutty Cutshaw and Lou McGarrity. It was McGarrity who was doing the scat in there. Mel Powell, the pianist and arranger. Tommy Morgan guitar, Sid Weiss bass, and Ralph Collier on drums. Songs About the Night on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today we're looking back to the first weekend of March in 1947. And in the news, one of the most sensational stories in some time. On January 15th in Los Angeles, an aspiring actress named Elizabeth Short was found brutally murdered in a vacant lot. The 22-year-old's severely mutilated body was found by a local woman walking through the lot with her 3-year-old daughter. The press, especially the Hearst newspapers, the LA Herald Express, and the Herald Examiner, ratcheted up the shock value of the case by dubbing her the Black Dahlia, an adventuress who prowled Hollywood Boulevard. After a week went by, the killer called the editor of the Examiner, upset that news of the murder was starting to wane. The next day, a packet arrived at the newspaper containing Short's birth certificate and photographs and an address book. Dozens of people have been questioned, and police have tried to connect the Short killing with others around Los Angeles and elsewhere, but so far the case remains unsolved. And that was one of the big news stories from here in early March of 1947. Back on the music charts this weekend, here's a Los Angelino who's become a star not by infamy, but because of a hit record. This is Jack McVeigh at number 7 with Open the Door, Richard.
Old band's been out to the club having a little ball tonight. My friend Richard went home early, you know. He's got the only key to the house. I'm gonna have to knock on the door to see if I can get in. Open the door, Rich. See, Richard sleeps in the back room. It's kind of hard to hear. Maybe I better knock a little louder. Open the door, Rich. I don't think Richard heard me yet. Knock one more time to see what's going to happen here.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
Richard?
Richard, why don't you open that door?
Richard, open up the door, man. Out here in this air. Now look, there's that woman across the street looking out the window. Every time I'm late, I want to find where's he been, where has he been.
Trying to find out what's happening.
Yeah. Yes, it's me and I'm late again.
Did you hear what the lady said, Jack?
No, what she said, Raver?
She said, oh, boy, if he was only by.
Nah. I have to knock again. Richard's got to get up. Red, you got a key to my front door?
I don't have no key, Jack. I don't have a key.
Well, somebody got to get in the house some kind of way.
Well, I know he's in there.
How you know he's in there?
I can hear him breathing.
Boom. knock one more time.
Richard, open up that door, man.
Maybe Richard's gone. Let's try him one more time.
She got on the clothes.
I know I got on the suit. He's got to be in there. Knock one more time.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard.
Richard!
Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
That's R&B singer and saxophonist Jack McVeigh, along with his all-stars on Open the Door, Richard, at number 7 this weekend in 1947. According to a recent article in Time magazine, the title came from an old burlesque theater drunk skit. McVeigh had heard the routine years ago, and the phrase stuck. Well, last summer, on a rainy day in Portland, Oregon, he wrote a little riff of the tune and later recorded it, leaving out the whiskey references. Well, DJs in L.A. started playing the tune, and all of a sudden, McVeigh had sold 300,000 copies. And as soon as it caught on, McVeigh heard from the lawyers of one John Mason, an old-time Harlem comic who had written the skit back in 1919. Mason was quickly cut into half of the profits. McVeigh already has a sequel called The Key Is in the Mailbox. But Richard's become such a popular song, everybody's doing it. Not just R&B, but pop and even country. And there's three more renditions in the top 10 this week, but the original by Jack McVeigh would reach number 3. Also on today's show, we have night songs. And we're touching on some of the familiar titles right now. For example, Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night of the Week. Here's Frank Sinatra.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually seek, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see, until I hear you at that door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
Frank Sinatra with Axel Stordahl's orchestra from 1944, Saturday Night, as we enjoy the night on today's Seems Like Old Times. Today's stroll down memory lane takes us back to the first weekend of March in 1947. And let's see what's on the radio. And we turn on the old Philco and find Philco Radio Time. That's new this season, starring Bing Crosby. Bob Hope is Bing's first guest, and the show is recorded using large wax transcription discs. And because he wasn't restricted by the broadcast time, Bing could record the show whenever he wanted and could go off and do his other projects. Other news shows that just started up here in the new year, The Amazing Mr. Malone on ABC, the religious anthology The Greatest Story Ever Told, and a program that would attract lots of Hollywood stars, Family Theater. What the top of the ratings this year during the days? Number one is When a Girl Marries. Also near the top, The Right to Happiness and Portia Faces Life. For the mornings, we like ABC, Don McNeil and The Breakfast Club, followed by Tom Brenneman and Breakfast in Hollywood. The number one kid show is Tom Mix. Weekends belong to The Shadow, also Carmen Caballero's Orchestra and One Man's Family. And in primetime, the top five are all comedies and all on NBC. Fred Allen, Red Skelton, Jack Benny, Bergen and McCarthy, and a tie at number one, they're back-to-back on Tuesday night, Fibber McGee and Molly, and Bob Hope.
Last year I bought my suit from Hank, the night watchman. The only trouble with it was you had to punch a time clock every hour or your pants fell off. And the ladies' evening gowns are more daring than ever this year. Now the front is daring the back. And the big flowery hats are the vogue this year. I saw one girl wearing a big hat, and she had so many flowers on it, two funerals were following her. One woman paid $50 for a hat that went out on the sidewalk and saw Dorothy L'Amour wearing one exactly like it. I don't know what happened, but next year I'm making a picture called My Favorite Ballhead.
Bob Hope and the Pepsodent Show, one of the most popular radio programs here in 1947. And back on the countdown, we're at number six with another anniversary song. And it's our second time with Guy Lombardo.
My darling, I love you so.
Kenny Gardner out front of the Guy Lombardo Orchestra on the anniversary song. Their version at number 6 this weekend in 1947. It would spend 3 weeks at number 2 on the jukebox survey. Well, here's another bonus record from that weekend. It's by Andy Russell.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you. And when I do, I'll see you standing there. I'll lock my heart to any other caress. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. If you're not there to share each lovely day, and through the years, those moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you.
Seven-year-old Andy Russell and his latest release, which will make the charts next week, I'll Close My Eyes, accompanied by the Paul Weston Orchestra, that would peak at number 15. Let's squeeze in a few more night songs now. First up, Nat King Cole.
I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight, I only know when she began to dance with me, I could have danced, danced, danced all night. Never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when she began to dance with me. I could have danced, danced, danced all night. All night.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window, at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, all the times without number, darling, when I say to you, are you my lady, my dream come true? Or will this dream of mine fade? Not a sight like the moon rolling on the rim of the hill, in the chill still of the night.
There's Julie London from 1965 and her bossa nova tinged in the still of the night. And before that, from 1963, Nat King Cole with Ralph Carmichael's orchestra, I Could Have Danced All Night. One of the records for our showcase theme of night songs. My friends, be sure to check out the show's website, oldtimesradio.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, the whistle sounds, and that means halftime. We'll see you on the other side of the break with more night songs and more of the hits from this weekend in 1947 on today's Seems Like Old Times.